Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. Hello. When finished, press the pound key.
Everybody?
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press
hear
at least
me?
4 digits
right
of your PIN number.
That's weird. I don't hear anybody else.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Why am I hearing an echo? Who can actually hear this? We're having technical issues. Did not realize that you could even hear me. That's nice. Give us a few. We're trying to work this out. Not quite sure what's going on. Hello? Well, is somebody going to introduce the show?
Oh, hey. Well, you guys can hear us. Hey. I'm sorry. I was waiting for music or something. I don't know what I was waiting for. Technical issues. Live radio, folks, every day. Anyways.
Hello.
Welcome to Game Girls Radio. This is This Week in Gaming.
Oh, This Week in Gaming is already crazy.
Yeah. All right. So, since, you know, I'm going to start a new trend. That sexy voice over there, that is Master Blaster.
Yes, hello everybody. I'm finally back after a short hiatus, thanks to a combination of Pamela and Skype not wanting to play nice together. I think they're both having that time of the month.
Oh, did you really go there?
I did, I'm sorry. I don't know why they don't want to play nice together. They're built for each other. I'm just saying.
They're built for each other. All right. And that other sexy voice is Miss Corey, Gamenatrix.
Who just, I think, walked away from the microphone.
Did she just walk away?
She did walk away from the microphone, but she'll be back. She is sexy, and she will be back.
Sexy, yes. I've seen the butt photos, so, yeah.
Yes, it's one of those, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be one of those nights. Right now, everybody, just kind of hang on to your seats. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And our wonderful announce. Are you going to announce yourself, or should I announce you?
No, I can announce myself.
All right, go for it.
Most awesome person in the whole. All right, well, maybe not the
so
most awesome.
Awesome
but yeah. Awesome. All right. So the brattiest one of the bunch. I am Ginger Rocks. Yes.
The one who still owes me some game time on Portal 2.
I do, and I'll be home this weekend. I don't think I'm going anywhere. Nobody's coming here.
Except for, you know, the problem is Quantum Conundrum came out. For those of you who don't know, Quantum Conundrum, yes, it's awesome. It is a game made by the original makers of the first Portal game, and it's sort of like Portal, but not at all. So instead of having portals, now you have these altered dimensions that you can bend to your will to basically solve a bunch of puzzles in a first-person mode. Yeah, so it's a really fun game. I already started playing it. I'm enjoying it really. If Ginger gets that game, I'm pretty sure she will not live up to her promise to play Portal 2 with me. I know
then
you.
You'll get time with the other one.
I will get time. Yes.
Yeah.
Both of you suck.
Yes. Well, I don't think I suck.
You do if we tell you to. You do if we tell you to.
No, that's my line. And that is, of course, Corey. She is back.
Yay!
You walked away from the microphone right before she announced you. So then she's like, and our wonderful, wonderful Corey, and then there was crickets.
It has been a day, I tell you.
I tell everybody, hold on to their seats. It's going to be a bumpy ride today.
All right, so if you want to call in and talk to us, by the way, you can call 347-215-7977, or if you'd like to join us in our chat room, head over to blogtalkradio.com, look us up, Gamer Girls Radio, and come chat with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And if you have nude pictures, please send them to masterblaster@gamingatrix.com.
Definitely.
Especially if you're a guy.
No.
He is equal opportunity. So.
No, that's okay. I screen for gender. I have a little...
You do not.
I do.
You're a gender scan.
I have a gender scan.
Oh, you forgot to introduce our fourth guest that just walked into my office.
Who's the fourth guest?
Her name is Kit Natrix. She just came in here and laid down on her back on the floor and looked at me like, what? I'm ready to do this.
You have, I'll tell you one thing, you have the most diva pussy I've ever known.
Damn straight I do.
You know, that's hot. You know, I love you folks. This is so awesome. I mean, we can work with people that we can actually have these jokes with, and it goes over well.
You know what?
Yes.
Okay, we got to talk about this, Wicked Gaming, starting with what happened this morning. And we actually got a scoop on a story by accident. Mm-hmm.
Scoop.
We got a
scoop.
What was the scoop? Twitter was down for an hour today.
Yeah, I saw that, actually. I saw all the posts, all your Twitter posts and your Facebook posts about that.
Yeah, we took blame for it. So apparently, they didn't say what the problem was.
People could not tweet. How would I know what somebody's doing every waking moment if Twitter's not up?
I don't know. You could tweet about the Twitter. Twitter's down.
That makes
the Twitter. Am I rubbing off on you now?
You can't tweet that Twitter's down because you have no Twitter.
that makes cyber stalking extremely difficult. I have to say.
That's the new tongue twister. I would love to tweet about Twitter, but Twitter's down. And I would tweet about the fact that Twitter's down, except for that my tweets don't go through because Twitter's down. Mm-hmm.
I always thought they should be twits, but that's just another thing. It's not tweets, it's twits, in my opinion. But
there are a lot of twits out there, yes, yes.
Let me just tell you what's funny about the fact that Blaster is railing against us. He has this whole rail against social media thing.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, when MySpace came out, and I was railing against the whole social media thing, Corey, gotta keep up with the times. Gotta keep up with the times. You need to get on my
That's right. That's right. See, I understood MySpace. I understood MySpace. The rest of it, I don't get. I just don't get
I loved... I can't say I loved MySpace. I like a lot of the stuff that Facebook is doing that MySpace didn't, but I miss having personalized pages. I was learning how to code.
As of today. Y'all see my big old beautiful blue shoe?
The timeline is not the same at all.
It's true.
But they were getting rid of that, weren't they? That's what I heard last time.
The timeline?
Yeah, I thought that was going away. Or are they going to refactor it somehow and make it a lot better? I don't know.
I don't know. The timeline is the brand new one. So.
Well,
I heard everybody hated it, though. That's what I heard.
I don't like it, but I do like it for our Gamer Girls Radio page. It is awesome. People can come and by and leave us messages and that type of business. So I'm going to say it's awesome. Let me not say awesome. It's good if you're a business. If you're a personal, just regular Joe, you don't really have any need for all that crap that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, Amanda.
I don't know.
Man, I tell you what, it's been interesting. Ever since E3's ended, there's been like a lull. There hasn't been much going on, except for as I was talking with Ginger before the show about Quantum Conundrum and a little bit before you got back on to the microphone. It's out today. Awesome.
We don't even know what it is, nor do we care.
What are you talking about?
We do not care about the conundrum. You know what I want to talk about? Mega upload and Kim.com. That's what I want to talk about.
You don't want to talk
about him getting his money back? Or
no,
what?
That he met with Steve Wozniak today.
Oh, I missed that.
Mm-hmm. Blash was like, let's let Blash tell us about a conundrum today. Cause
no, that's all right.
He's having a love Jones.
Well, I don't know what the big deal is with this Mega Upload guy. I mean, I really don't care. I mean,
you don't?
You don't? You never use Mega Upload?
No, I know what happened. I'm very familiar with all the blow-up tanks he had in his yard. And all. I mean, I'm familiar with the whole story. It's not the problem. That was yesterday's news. Like, I don't know. I just, that guy, I don't care.
That's yesterday's news, but the fact that he met with Steve Wozniak today is not yesterday's news. That's only a few hours.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Tell me why I should care. Give me the story. I want to hear the story. Tell me why. Blow my mind.
Well, Steve Wozniak was all kinds of taken with Kim.com. Maybe it's because they look alike. I don't know.
You mean like a girlfriend, like in a boyfriend kind of way? Taken?
I don't know. I can't tell who's who. Is Wozniak looks like his dad, or like they both swallowed some helium and their faces swelled? I don't really know. Anyway.
Swallowed helium and their faces swelled.
And no, that is not a fat joke. It's just some people that, some of you guys out there that are bigger, you need to learn how to dress to accommodate your bigger frame. You could be sexy. Yeah, you could be sexy. Y'all just put on the wrong stuff. You just look messed up. Like you just exploded or something, or you started to explode and stopped midway. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm in a mean mood.
You are. Really,
so.
It's
kind of
hot.
Anyway. I'm trying to be good. Okay, so apparently Wozniak and Kim.com are working on his next venture, which is supposed to be called Megabox or Mega Key or something like that.
It's about his Megabox.
Yes, and it's going to be dealing with music. They're going to let people store their music, again, for free. You know, all he's done is recreated Mega Upload.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to make it all legal. It's all pretty and light and fluffy now. Remember, Mega Upload didn't look pretty light and fluffy. It looked seedy. This one has big, pretty animals with one eye, and they're all singing, and they're happy, and it has it. It's free. It's a little mountains in the background, all that stuff.
You know what's going to happen, though, right? I mean, it's going to get seedy really fast. I mean, it can have a nice veneer on it, but as soon as people can start uploading porn to it, it's going to get super seedy. Just saying. I mean,
problem with this?
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you that
it's gonna
Troy
be a place
looks nice
to steal
right
your
now.
Music. It's going to be a place to steal your music from now. That's
and
a new
your
place.
Porn.
Yeah, as soon as people figure out how to make a porn format that works in MP3, and you know it's coming, don't you? You know it's coming.
It's already happened. What are you talking about?
I was trying not to share too much, Buster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you share way too much too often. Why are you getting all protective now? I mean,
is he talking smack to me?
Oh,
it definitely sounds that way, yeah.
You know, it's a good thing that River Oaks Emergency just started following us on Twitter, so I know who to call when I smack you. Hello, River Oaks Emergency, by the way. Kit Matrix, would you like to say something on the topic?
Mow.
She just started licking her side. Don't you wish you could do that? Anyway.
Yeah, you'd never leave the house. If you
I sure wouldn't, man. If I was a contortionist like a cat, I would never leave the house, and I would have no need for any man, period. Not ever.
We all know why.
If you don't know why, you can figure it out rather quickly. I'm mad that my taco eating has been interrupted today.
You have tacos?
I have tacos every day.
I
have an addiction. I'm not playing.
I want some tacos.
And somehow this taco diet is working for me because I'm losing weight eating it. I don't know why.
It's from the grease.
Just got to chase the taco truck around.
No. No. See, you do not understand. I do not eat tacos off of a truck. These I made that were healthy. They're made with ground turkey, and I have my romaine.
Well, have your answer. To be eating any kind of food out of a moving truck. I'm sorry.
That's funny. She's like, I don't know how that happened, but these are really healthy tacos.
Well, no, these I made today are. The ones that I buy from Taco Bell are not.
Oh, so you haven't chasing the tacos.
Did y'all hear?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah, you, like, muted yourself. You said, did you hear? And then you, like, were nothing.
Apparently we still don't hear it.
I am trying to get Kittens out of the office because she started trying to talk, and I was like, you got to be quiet.
Oh, so we didn't hear you.
Couldn't even hear it, yeah. All we heard was silence.
Yes, because I had to mute because she was like, oh, I want to say something.
It was golden.
I had some tacos, and they were good. Okay. It sounds wrong. Y'all didn't play any music, and I'm going to have to play music in the background so we sound.
I know. It was totally off. It was wrong.
We sound so
off.
Everything died. It just died right before.
Hey, so. Dark One. That's what happens when I'm busy yelling at other people.
It was very sad.
I know. I'm going to have to play some music in the background so I can lift our spirits.
Yay.
It's very soft. Only everybody else can hear. We won't be able to. So if you go back and listen to the show later, you will be able to hear what everybody else is hearing. It's very soft.
But I get to go see Corey soon, so yay!
Yes, we're going to RTX or whatever the...
Yes, RTX.
I don't know if I can go. I can't. Man.
July 7th. Go. I don't care if you go or not. I'm going, man.
I'll go with you.
Halo, it's Master Chief. Yeah, they're going to have to pull me off of the guys dressed as Master Chief. I'm going to be like, humping their legs.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you, Ginger?
Yeah, I'm grabbing their hands, putting them on my boobs. Yeah, just to feel that right there.
You may not have to. You know, those guys that are wearing costumes get real fresh with you. I'm still getting over the trauma of the Pac-Man grabbing my ass at PAX. I was really traumatized by that.
Wow. See, that's mother love, Pac-Man.
So you built like a Chevy, girl. I was like, oh, my God. Just grab my ass.
That's hot.
It's not hot. Filled with Pac-Man. I was like, oh, childhood reverie.
And then he grabbed your ass.
Just messed up my whole childhood. Just, it was all a lie.
Aww.
Okay, come on, Blaster. Tell us about this game.
No. I was enjoying the stories about.
No, what you're doing is playing something. You think we don't know what you're doing? That's why you're going to talk. You talk.
I can't tell you what I'm playing because this is not an X-rated show. It's only F-rated or M-rated. Anyways, I was playing Quantum Conundrum today. It's from the makers of the original Portal game. But instead of opening portals, you are manipulating alternate universes at will. So basically you are protected from the transformation that happens, but everything else around you can be converted to one of these alternate universes. So there's like a fluffy dimension, there's a heavy dimension, and basically so when you get the power to be able to switch to this dimension, everything, like for instance, if you switch to the fluffy dimension, all of the heavy objects become very light and stuffed objects, like teddy bears and things like that. And you can move them around, and you instantly switch back to the normal dimension, they become heavy again. So you use those elements to solve puzzles, and it's pretty original. I like the artwork in it. I don't know how you'd say it. It's like kind of cartoony, but with a really good stylized cartoony. And you basically play this little boy who got dropped off at his weird, you know, uncle's mansion. And your uncle happens to be a mad scientist, and he gets trapped in this alternate dimension. You have to kind of rescue him. So it's kind of cool. It's an interesting game. Just came out today. I think it's going to be – it's got some positive initial feedback from people. And it looks like it might be somewhere on a top 10 list by the end of the year, I think, for games of the year. That's just my thought.
That may end up on my computer by the end of the weekend.
It might. It could be even sooner.
Oh, good Lord. Here we go.
I'm still planning on going and trying to find Lollipop Chainsaw this weekend.
Yeah, because as we told you this morning, the Red Box is kicking all kinds of ass.
Yes. You can go to their website and see if they have it, right?
Wait.
Can.
Is it redbox.com? Wait, are we talking about the red boxes in the video service?
Yes, we are.
Okay, sorry. I thought we were talking about Ginger for some reason. I don't know.
You call Ginger the red box.
That's right.
Not this week, maybe next.
Ooh.
Wow, that's TMI. That's TMI.
No, it's not. I don't know why he's saying that. I won't tell you what he was saying about you after the show last week. It was X-rated all about you.
Really?
It was syrup and all kinds of stuff, marshmallows, rubber chicken toes. I was dirty.
That's just how Corey remembers it. That's not nice.
I'm sorry.
You know,
rubber chickens. No, that's
where she draws the line.
Yeah, well, it's probably way before then, but yeah, no rubber chickens. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Like it. You like it.
No. No, sorry. They don't have Lollipop Chainsaw in the red box.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Well, they tend to have every freaking thing else. As we told you this morning, actually, I gave you a few of the stats before we got cut off because we had to go. Redbox is kicking all kinds of ass. 18 million video games that they have rented to date. Top console, Xbox. Wii, second console, PS3 being the third. Top-rated title, Call of Duty Modern Warfare for the Xbox, Just Dance 3 for the Wii, Mario and Sonic at the Olympics for the Wii, Elder Scrolls Skyrim, which I said this morning, that's where I got my copy from, and I did not take it back. It's mine, bitches, it's mine. Call of Duty Modern Warfare for the PS3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare for the Wii, and Wipeout 2 for the Wii. And the top places that the games are selling, I didn't get to tell you this morning, ironically, here in Texas, California, more specifically, Fresno, California, and San Bernardino, in Oregon, Eugene, Oregon, and Wilmington, North Carolina. And here in Texas, it's actually Austin is the highest. Well, it makes sense. That's where all the game companies are in Texas.
Wilmington, North Carolina, that's nuts. And that's the beach. What the hell are you people doing out there? Get out
playing
there and get
games.
Some sun, you pasty nerds. Get some sun.
Hey, I like my gamer's tan.
Now, there's some other fun facts about all these cities, or a few of them. The most friendly city in the world, El Centro, California. The most zombie apocalypse ready city is Farmington. Wow. Oh, I can't get this out. Yeah, I have been some issues. I'm sorry.
Stop looking at those texts.
I wasn't even looking at the text. It just came out of it. It wasn't a text this time.
Was it memory?
No, it wasn't memory. It was not a text. It was not a memory. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, other interesting things that went on this week.
Really?
I thought you kicked Kittenatrix out of him. Why are you doing playing with Puss in the middle of the show?
You know what? Kittenatrix did not want to leave. She usually runs every time. You know, if you yell at her, if I tell her go, she just crouched down on the floor and was looking at me like, bitch, what? I am in here for the show.
That's awesome. I love that kitty.
She was like, no, I am not leaving.
Aww.
I would like to send a shout out to... No.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So, by the way, speaking of games like Quantum Conundrum, I'm on a theme tonight, as you can tell. Did you guys know that Valve is once again at it again? They're giving away free games?
No, I did not know that.
Did you not hear about this?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What games are they giving away this time?
They are giving away Portal 2.
Really?
Yes, they are. Basically, if you're a teacher and you want to kind of teach your kids about spatial awareness and about solving puzzles, you want to give them something entertaining that will sort of teach them something, maybe not so much, but at least something that'll get them entertained. Steam is going to give away Portal 2 for free if you visit the new Steam for Schools initiative. If you sign up for the beta, educators will be able to get the popular sequel. Recently launched, the Perpetual Testing Initiative level maker and some sample levels, and students will be able to make levels. They won't be able to share them outside of the classroom, but that's okay. They'll be able to share them with the other students in the classroom, and they can play on them, and it kind of teaches them a little bit how to make games. I mean, I've messed with the level creator, and it's not that advanced. It's not something that a real developer would use, but it's kind of a way to get started and teaching kids kind of how to learn a little bit about physics and how to make levels. I think it's kind of cool. I mean, get a top quality game for free.
Do you have to be a teacher?
It says here that educators can sign up for it. It does not say. I'm pretty sure you have to.
If I want
to
educate my cat by, you know, have it watch me play, can I be an educator?
Well, you go to learn.
Do I have to have a license or something?
Well, just go to learnwithportals.com, and there's some information on there. If you happen to get a free version of Portal through that, with that flimsy ploy,
we'll play with you.
With that flimsy ploy, just let me know.
No, we will not, because hopefully they won't. Hopefully the educators get it, the people who need it.
That's right.
We hope so.
There you go. I don't know. You think that would actually make a student better at school, playing a game like that?
games do help the kids learn a little bit better, a lot better actually.
Yeah.
But I mean, what is? I mean, Portal kind of teaches physics, but not really. I mean, I don't really know what it teaches exactly.
It teaches physics and work.
Yeah.
Applied physics.
There you go.
Applied physics.
Actually, I took a class like that, applied physics, and that's what we did. We played games, different games. I think chess was even one of them that was supposed to teach us physics. And
really?
It was really weird, yeah.
Well, it makes sense because you can only move the pieces in certain areas, so you have to figure out the area. Yeah.
Yeah, we also made bombs and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, that sounds like a lazy teacher.
No, because we also did like the pumpkin chunking, and that was.
See, what is it? What is it, Bless? You believe your schooling should be boring?
That's the way I learned. Damn it! And everybody else should have to learn the same way. Back in my day, that's how we learned.
That's how we done it up in my day.
That's right.
Wow.
All these newfangled ways of teaching. I don't know if I believe in them.
Newfangled.
That's how we done it. We done learn it the way we supposed to learn it. We done learned our lessons, our numbers.
Wow.
I said lessons specifically because that's what my grandmother used to tell me when she would be visiting. You need to get your lessons. It's like, what the hell is lessons?
Hello, guest 13998. If you'd like to chat with us, if you'll make an account with Blog Talk Radio, sign back in. You can come chat with us in the chat room.
It's free.
Or you can just watch Ginger jiggle her jumblies in the chat room without having an account.
Yeah. Not a video show, so.
Well, I didn't say they could see you. I'm just saying they could imagine that you are shaking your jumblies.
Here, y'all can listen. Can you hear it?
We're giving away free pictures of Redbox in the chat room.
Oh, by the way, I must say a very big congratulations to one of the Fragdoll Spectra, who has a next-gen gamer in her belly. I did not know this.
Aw, congratulations.
Hello, Spectra. She looks so adorable pregnant. Just adorable with her Fragdoll t-shirt. I think she's the first pregnant Fragdoll that they've had.
Let's hope for a pink skull controller.
Well, we don't know about pink, because you know how we all feel about those pink controllers.
I did say pink controller. You know, it can be black with a pink skull on it.
I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get on this topic.
Uh-oh.
Step back. There's a soapbox.
It's not a soapbox. It's a love fest all up in here, Microsoft. That lovely new tablet you put out this week. I've been waiting all week to just put my hands under the desk and just talk about it.
So is that what the moan was for earlier?
No. No. Really, Blaster?
No, I'm just saying. Just keep going.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know he's over there reading. You know that.
It's not that he's reading. It's where he gets his material.
Oh,
I get it from everywhere.
He knows where to read.
That is not true. That is not true.
That is true.
No, that is not true. I go to Reddit a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so did you all catch... Well, I don't know if Ginger did because we were both in the news. But Blaster, did you catch... the new tablet? Did you look at it? Did you drool over it?
I did not. You know what? To be honest with you, I got a job 5 years ago working with tablets and things like that, and that has cured me of caring about handheld tablets.
Baby.
Sorry. That's the
baby.
Truth.
Baby.
Truth.
Baby, you don't understand. Notice I'm calling you baby. I don't ever call you baby. That's how serious this is. Baby.
Apparently so, but I'm just saying that...
You have to see this lovely, delicious thing that Microsoft has put together.
Well, you'll have to... How about you describe it to us?
Well...
What's so great about it?
It's all...
Keep talking in that voice.
I wish I had some... Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Y'all need some sexy music while I talk
about
it?
Oh, God,
it.
Yeah.
So, let me pull it up. No, sorry, that's not the right music. Wait a minute. I have to find it on the board. Wait a minute. Mm-mm-mm. Here we go. Hold up.
Yeah, I'm so glad I got my daiquiri over here.
Turn it down a little bit.
Slow down a little bit or turn it down?
Turn it down.
Okay, let me tell you about the new Microsoft tablet. Good.
Alright.
The new Microsoft tablet sporting Windows 8. It's called Surface.
Wow.
A full-size USB port.
It's above the desk blaster.
A 10.6 inch, 69 wide inch HD display. An integrated. Oh yeah.
It sounds just lovely.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
It also has a micro SD, USB 3.0. Comes configurable with 32 gigabytes, 64 gigabytes. That's for you Surface Pros.
Does it come with 69 gigabytes?
Oh, that'd be later. It comes with 128 big gigabytes. And a Windows 8 Pro.
Yeah, it's the size of the gigabytes. It's how you use it.
That's a fucking lie. I don't know who keeps lying to you, man. That's a fucking lie. I am personal testament to that as a fucking lie. Okay. But I'm just being you small people either. I'm talking to you comically large. This, no. Hell no.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. If you drop your pants and go, oh, hell no. Yeah, no, sorry.
Again, that's in either end of the spectrum. Whether you are gherkin or baseball bat, no. You in between boys, line up right here. Okay, anyway, so that is oh, always has something to do with sex. We got issues here. We need a psychiatrist to sit in on our shows on Thursday nights. Okay, so anyway, you're not excited about this blaster, and that it comes with a little keyboard that's also a case and cover, and it's all touch sensitive, 3 millimeter pressure sensitive.
I don't know. No,
I don't see the point. I'm a gamer.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Is it going to run my games? It's so small. Why don't I just get a laptop?
That is exactly why I am excited, because they're talking about the integration with Glass, which means we may get some cross-platform business going on. They're saying the Kinect glasses may work with the
Are we actually going to trust Microsoft to get this right the first time around?
No, we know that.
Of course not. So I'm not going to waste my money.
The Kinect glasses seem really gimmicky on top of everything else. I mean, now you're saying, oh, it's going to be paired with an equally gimmicky thing. Not really sure about that.
I can't say it's gimmicky because this is...
Well, not the tablet. I shouldn't say the tablet's
This for them is innovative for Microsoft. I mean, they've kind of obsessively followed Sony just completely out of order, but now this is kind of innovative for them. So I want to see what they're going to do. I'm going to give them some encouragement, but I'm going to tell y'all what. If y'all don't do what you said you're going to do, remember that thing with the Xbox that I keep bitching about, that I've been bitching about since the Xbox came out that you never put on the Xbox? Did you just punctuate my rant with a tap, 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 tap?
Yeah. Are we talking about the store on Xbox that you wanted?
Yes, and my
right.
Integrated internet. I don't want Bing. I want to be able to pull up whatever browser I want, like I can on the Wii.
Right.
I can even download a new browser to my Wii. Yes, it comes with Opera, but if I decide I want Chrome and it works on the Wii, I can have it.
I did not know we could do that.
You didn't?
No.
Keep in mind, people out there who are Wii haters, you know, you're all like, I got Netflix on my Xbox. We had Netflix from day one, if you could access it on the web. You had it. So people with Wii were looking at you like, and? I've been having Netflix on my Wii.
That is about the only reason, and besides Legos, that I use my Wii.
Yep. Wii was
for Netflix and Legos.
Was a nice little package. However, that little punk bitch move they pulled today, I'm not happy about. Nintendo.
Which punk bitch move?
That little punk bitch move about not integrating the console with social networks. I need to be able to share my clothes that I make in my Animal Crossing town with the gingers and everybody else out there that listens to Pixinista on Tuesday nights. I'm not going
to
share.
That would be awesome, but you have to think about it. I mean, how many times have we said that the Wii and Nintendo in general is for children? And children in general should not be on these social networks.
Well, they're trying to get back to the hardcore gamers. That's why they put Call of Duty on.
That is true. That is true. I think so. I mean, because they've pretty much stayed inside their little bubble, in a little kiddie pool in the shallow end. But you're right. They are. They're starting to try to get in the deeper end. So I guess we'll see. But I don't know. Maybe that'll come with an update. Or maybe they have already figured out, you know, these social networks are going the way of the dinosaur, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'll say this about, I don't know about social networks going the way of the dinosaurs, but I am social. I'm at my peak of social networks. I don't feel like I could take on another social network at all.
So we're not going to get you on Pinterest is what you're saying.
You're getting me on nothing. I mean, I can barely focus. If I'm chatting in the chat room, I can barely even talk. So, I can only do one thing at a time. If you put me on multiple threads and multiple social networks, I can't like communicate on all three of them at the same time. I can only focus on one. Right now, it's Facebook, but I barely even talk on that. So I don't see how I can take
Twitter. Am I too? I'm starting to use Google. That's what you were hearing me tap 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 tap. I was putting in pictures.
Well, Google's cut off like that, and I know it's because they have a feud with Facebook that they don't connect with each other. But honestly, the way we have everything set up on our site, you don't have to keep up with Three Blaster. You just type in one place, and it goes out to everybody. That's how we roll.
What's the point of repeating the same thing in three different places?
Because some people don't want to have three different places. Some of them only.
No, but everybody signed up for all three of them. So
they're not.
The point?
No, because I've got people that only use Google Plus. I've got people that are only using Facebook right now. They're still idiots over on MySpace. And then we've got people that just use Twitter.
Wait a minute, there are real people on MySpace?
I thought it
was just full of like viruses. I thought MySpace was pretty much 50% viruses and 50% porn.
No.
And then I've got my Flickr people.
My new friend. Ooh, hey there. My new friend. I'm looking for him on Facebook. Was saying today that he said today he was over on MySpace. He said it was like People of Walmart search engine. He just goes over and types stuff. That's horrible. Yeah, they're still around. I don't know what they're doing over at MySpace. They keep saying, we're reinventing ourselves, and then they say, we're going to do this, and then we hear nothing. I think the worst thing I saw them do when I knew it was over for them was when they were like, we're giving away a wedding on Facebook, and everybody gets to pick. Why would I let somebody pick out stuff at my wedding?
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't been on there in a long time. I keep getting lots of spam from there, though. And I don't think it's, like, real people. I think it's people trying to get my – for some reason, they want my MySpace password. But the only thing I can think of is why that would even matter is because they want to see what my nomenclature is, my normal password, you know, habits are, so they can try to break into other things that people actually care about besides Facebook or in MySpace. That's all I think.
You know what I think I'm going to start doing when people send me those emails? I'm going to go and click and then put in a wrong password on purpose just so they can keep trying it.
That is interesting. I like that idea. I totally support this idea.
I want to get them caught. I think everybody should do that. You get an email from Blizzard because God knows they don't want to tell anybody they've been hacked. I'm just going to start responding with the wrong password.
You know, I was going to support this, and then in the back of my head, it's like, you know, you go to these websites, even if you don't type anything in, you're liable to get a Trojan or something, pop-ups, whatever. I don't suggest even clicking those links at all.
This is true. Oh, God.
What?
There's so much news from the afternoon. And you need to talk about this business that you posted.
Who posted?
You. That you gave us about 15 minutes ago, the cyber attack alert.
What do you mean? No, it's not a cyber attack alert. No, it's a basically there's this company. I don't know, for those of you out there who are there's a bunch of anime nerds, I guess, that listen to us occasionally. For those of you that watch those, or for people who watch movies and you see these like visual representations of a hacker's, I'm going to hack this system, and he starts, you know, typing on a keyboard, and you see all this like stuff going on the screen. You're like, that looks so cheap, fake, and cheesy, right? Well, there is a Japanese company out there that actually has designed a real 3D visual system of it's just a network monitoring system, and it takes the incoming connections to the network, and it takes all of like the IP addresses that are available in the network, and it visualizes this, so you can actually see in real time when cyber attacks are happening on a network. So
is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's actually really it's a really sexy interface, and I sent a and I'll put a link in the chat room so because
it's on the tubes of yous.
Oh well, yeah, it's also on YouTube as well. I can give you a direct link later. But basically, it's really cool. There was a guy that's kind of, if you watch the video, the guy's describing, okay, if you're a network security analyst, you can sit here and watch this model going around of this 3D representation of your network, and you can see these alerts that pop up when certain triggers are set in the system. So like he was saying, for instance, if a computer pings another computer but only one time, or sends one packet to another computer but only sends a single packet, he said that can be an indication of a virus on your system trying to duplicate itself. He said it'll pop up as an alert, and you can click on it, and it gives you information about what popped that alert up. So it's kind of cool. There's a video of it, like I said, out there. I went and posted one in the chat room. So if you're not in the chat room, you're missing out. But if not, go out on YouTube and look for it's Daedalus, D-A-E-D-A-L-U-S.
Daedalus,
whatever. I'm really terrible at pronouncing these. Daedalus, Cyber
look,
Attack
only,
Alert System.
Look, I only know how to pronounce it because of Long Kiss Goodnight, that movie. That was the name of their espionage mission, Daedalus or something like that.
I only know it because of SG-1.
Well, I never watched either one of those, so there you go. Daedalus Cyber Attack Alert System. Check it out on YouTube. It's really awesome.
This is very it's kind of like what Lookout Mobile does, because if you have Lookout Mobile on your cell phone, they have something similar, but it's not nearly this intricate.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of shows you where any attacks are coming from. If they're trying to attack your phone, you can go and look, and it shows you where cyber attacks are happening live. So it looks like they just took it and amped it up by like a million. Because I thought that was cool for my cell phone.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome. I mean, it makes me feel like I'm in the future. There is like, so that was the thing, getting back to tablets and all that. I don't really feel like I'm living in the future that I was promised in the mid-80s and late 90s.
You want your cars to be flying?
I want my cars to be flying. I want my professors to be time traveling. I want all this stuff to be going on right
now. You want your food and pill form? You want your food and pill form?
I want my food and pill form.
I want my alcohol and alcohol form.
You want a food Arachicycle?
I'm just saying.
That's what the Jetsons. A food Arachicycycle. That's what made the pill food.
Okay, remember this back in the day when I was a kid. AT&T used to have the video phones. Remember that? They had like displays of them up in like the AT&T stores in the mall, and they were like, "This is the future. Future is video conferencing." We still don't do that, really.
You know why? Because as much as you men like to think you run the world, women do, and we are not about to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning putting on makeup and doing our hair just so we can video conference. It's like, no.
No kidding.
See, you totally broke my. Well, I can't say that because I actually know that this is true, but I think most men tend to think that women just get up and their faces are automatically on, like they
you don't.
I know. Now, I know it's not true, but because of my personal situation. But I used to think that was the case. I used to think that was the case, right?
So now that you see, you realize how much work that is, and you should love
it
all the more.
It is a lot of damn work.
Guys think, so many of us think, 10 minutes, why are you not dressed? Why are you not ready to go? 10 minutes is not long enough to straighten my hair.
I have to say this, that that is one of the benefits, the boons of being a man, is that getting ready is a very easy thing to do. I put my shirt on. I check myself in the mirror and I kind of put my hand through my hair 3 times and I'm out the door.
Nice.
3 hours before the hour that I have to get there is when I start getting dressed for something.
I got to give you ladies credit. Yeah. Put a lot of damn work into it. That's all I'm saying.
You got to take your shower. You got to wear your shower cap because you can't let your curly hair get curlier. And then you got to go in and flat iron it. And then you got to curl it again because the steam from the shower came out. You got to put on your body glitter. And you got to put your lotion on top of that. You got to put your makeup on. Oh, I forgot to brush my teeth. I got to brush my teeth. And then I got to reapply my lipstick because now it's caked up. I got to put on some concealer. I got to let that dry. Then I got to come back and put some more makeup.
I know it's a lot of work.
I am not that bad. The hair is the one thing. I got a lot of hair. The makeup. It's base, eyeliner, eyeshadow, mascara, and lipstick.
Not in a couple of weeks when you go with me.
Are you going to make me go all girly?
Oh, yes.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to our virtual reality games where life and death is reality? I mean, what happened to that?
Somebody, we did the story about that this week. Who the fuck was it? I was about to say Warren Spector. It's not Warren Spector.
What about Warren Inspector?
I don't remember if it was Warren Spector this week that was saying that he's going to start. They got a Kickstarter program up. This guy has been making virtual reality interfaces,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to start selling them. Or he bought one from him. It's $500. They're going to start selling them on Kickstarter, and he's talking about that he really wants to see that integrated in games more. He said nobody's really touching on it. Microsoft is mentioning Kinect glasses, and PlayStation has kind of played around with the eye toy. He said, but this is what's missing. But the prototype is this huge, ginormous, like those, remember those swimming goggles you used to get back in the 80s?
Yeah,
it's really huge. So they're coming back with your virtual reality.
What was I reading? They were Oh, hell, I don't even remember what website now. Anyways, there are some contacts out now that have, like, a heads-up display.
Yeah, we did that story a few months ago.
Yeah, why aren't they using
Yeah, now you're talking about. Well, what's that called? The 3D visual images. Holograms. What about holograms?
They're using, Tupac is the only hologram that we know of.
Right.
That's not true. There's the Japan superstar, mega, whatever. Really long ponytails either side. She's not real, but she's a hologram.
I know
she's
who you're talking
huge
about.
Huge fan base.
Yeah, she's Japanese.
Yeah.
But Tupac wasn't even like the way we're talking about. It wasn't the 3D, the holographic images that we're even talking about. I mean,
Did anybody see it?
It's almost like a holographic projection. It's not even like he's not like there. Like you can walk around him and see him from different angles. You have to look at him from one angle. That's it.
Like that's not a hologram. That's a flat.
Like if you stand, like if you were to get up on the stage there and stand like 90 degrees from where you're intended to stand, you would not see it. So that's not a hologram to me, right?
Well, one in Japan is supposedly a hologram because she dances around, turns, everything.
Girl, what happened
well,
to what happened?
Turn,
to that?
But can you see her from the back is the question. Can you turn around her is the question.
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the thing, and we don't know that, right? So my question is, what happened to all that? I mean, there was all that was supposed to happen.
Well, you know they can't do half the stuff. A lot of our things are starting to come about because of movies. It's like I call it an odd, really weird way of reverse engineering movie stuff. Think about like the newspaper in Harry Potter. They've been making a big deal about this newspaper because if you've ever watched the Harry Potter movies, the newspaper is the pictures move, right? It's the stories, but they've actually created it. So now they're trying to figure out. My point is, what the hell are we going to do with it? Do I really want something that I'm carrying around where the pictures are moving and people are all on the back of my paper?
I don't know. I mean, that can be kind of cool. I love my news.
Yeah, that's like, would I throw that away? Do I have to buy it? Because in this day and age, it's not free. You can't just go by the newsstand and pop your quarter in and be like, okay, let me buy one.
I'm thinking it's going to be some kind of durable plastic, very thin, durable.
Well, we had that, remember?
What did we have?
Remember the new phone from Nokia that's coming out is going to be that way. Their screen is not a back phone. It's a flexible screen, and it's touch. You remember that. We were going nuts about that one morning.
Yeah.
We go nuts over so much news, Corey.
Well, no, that was definitely a nuts moment because it was really – it's interesting, and also the ability to transport data via your hand. I'm still nervous about that one.
Oh my God, yeah. No, I don't want various parts of me cut off because you think that's where the information is stored.
See, Blaster, you didn't hear about this story, did you?
No. Tell me.
I believe it's Nokia showed last, or maybe earlier this year at some conference that you will no longer be needing jump drives. The data will be able to be transferred via your hand. So you walk over, you touch your computer, and it uploads your data, whatever it is, your Word document, your music, to your hand. You walk over to the other computer and touch it, and then it downloads it to that computer.
Well, they did just break, what was it, they were able to write some kind of code into our DNA now, right?
Yeah. So I'm not surprised, but that is scary because imagine couriers now on the bike. Imagine in New York, you know, they have a lot of bike messengers, and he's got, mm-hmm. like, he's got his digital packages all on his bike. What if he gets hit in my car and he dies?
That's true.
Can you get the information off of him when they're dead? I'm just curious.
You know, it's probably backed up on a server somewhere, so the person's expendable.
Or better, or worse yet, somebody hits him and then drags him off. I know you got this on you somewhere. His toe, pressing all kinds of body parts up against the computer. Nop, nop, nop. That's the recipe. That's somebody's recipe. Try his other finger.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if I'd have that, I'd be like, you know what? It's just in this annoying freckle right here. So if you take it, it's fine.
In the freckle, too.
What?
Where would this freckle be located that you were able to press it against the computer?
I've got one on the back of my hand I don't like. You can have the back of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't think that's the freckle. I don't think that's the freckle she's talking about.
I do have other freckles, but I like my legs.
The call
so.
Up nowadays, freckle.
No,
so,
I don't.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear about this freckle more. I mean, you wanted to talk more about it.
No, I'm good.
Where's this freckle located at?
The back of my leg?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need pictures.
We need pictures of this freckle.
No.
I don't believe it exists.
No.
So, I don't know. I guess it's not really gaming related, but mm-hmm. I thought this was interesting. I think I'm going to put a couple links in the chat room. Yeah, it's kind of geeky. There are some, I haven't really looked at action figures in a long time. I'm kind of I grew out of that stage, right? I mean, I'm an adult now. I got a job and, and things like that.
Yeah,
and
I don't want to grow up.
I'm just saying, I kind of feel like action figures should be something I just really shouldn't be excited about at all as an adult, quote unquote, right? But I'm telling you what, there are some new action figures coming out. Manufactured by this company called Hot Toys. They're for the new Avengers movie that just came out. And damn if they do not look just like the actors. I mean, I cannot believe.
That's a toy?
That's a toy.
Oh, my God.
That is an action figure.
It's not a toy. Y'all know you wouldn't be playing with that. That is for collectors.
That is
definitely
for collectors. I mean, $90? Yeah, it's definitely for collectors.
I mean, the Scarlett Johansson one, I mean, God.
Is that Samuel motherfucking Jackson?
That
is. Samuel motherfucking Jackson.
I am very impressed.
On this webpage.
Right. I am damn impressed with what they are able to accomplish nowadays. I'm impressed with it.
Now, that's somebody who's doing some very, very large amount of painstaking something. Oh, man. How big is he?
How big is he? Well, I don't know from personal experience, Corey. But the Samuel L. Jackson action figure, I believe, stands 30 centimeters tall. I have no idea what a centimeter actually looks like.
He is 12 inches.
He's 12 inches tall, Corey. Perfect. Perfect for you, Corey.
Wow.
There are some interesting pictures. So I posted them, I believe, in the chat room. Go check them out. I'm blown away. The best one was the Iron Man one. I cannot find, it looks like Robert Downey Jr. is going to jump off the page and have a Coke party right in front of you.
Why? Don't talk to my boyfriend like that.
Nah, I actually do like, I really, really like him as an actor, so I was just...
I love him. I'm going to have his...
I did find a link. It's in the chat room again.
You notice I'm going to have one of his babies, yeah.
Just one?
Just one. I got to save. I have a few other people I'm saving some eggs for, so he's one of them.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but now when I look at those toys, I think we've arrived in the future. But then I look back at my phone, and I feel like we're.
I'm gonna need that Iron Man. I'm gonna need it life size though.
When are we getting giant suits so we can fly around in? That's the.
You know what? See, Blaster, you're talking about stuff.
Something like that.
Exactly. We don't really want. You don't really want that. Do you really want to be trying to go to work with a bunch of crazy other people like kids? Their mom got them a suit because they wanted one, and they're trying to fly to school, and you're flying to work, and y'all smashing into each other. You have to think about things like that we can't really have because people are crazy. Imagine if there was real frag grenades, like in Halo, you could just have.
I want.
I would.
Oh, my God.
What was it?
Use them on people?
See, exactly why we don't have them, right there.
As Egon Spengler said in Ghostbusters 2, the proton pack is not a toy.
And I would have one if they existed.
Yes.
Lies. It's such a toy.
Dark is saying he wants his flying DeLorean. Damn it. Again, we do not need any flying cars. People cannot drive when they're on the ground, let alone in the air.
Right.
And may I say really quick, Blizzard, what the fuck are you doing? Do you realize you're just going to piss off a bunch of people?
What happened real quick? Because we got...
72-hour restriction on Diablo 3 digital purchases. So if you buy it digitally, you cannot play most of the game for 72 hours. Your access is you are restricted access to just Act 1 up to the Skeleton King, a level 13 cap, and matchmaking only with other Starter Edition players. And you can't even use the Marketplace. So for 3 whole days,
why is that?
You can't use anything. They are trying to do it to combat fraud.
Pirating. Yard.
I'm thinking this has more to do with people using Auction House, Gold Sellers, that whole kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cause, oh, you know what you could do? You could pop in there, create an account real quick, and then just try to dump off a bunch of junk stuff after playing 2 or 3 minutes with it. Or maybe you could steal it from other people.
Or hack somebody's account, dump it off. Yeah, hack it. Hack, mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of pissed off
people.
Look at the message I left you.
Oh, you left me a message.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
And then he says it to me. I got it.
I got it.
Well, I wasn't asking for it now, but it's perfect time.
It's perfect time. What are you talking about? We got 2 minutes left in the show. I mean, what do you want?
Well, tomorrow we're going to go because I'm all kind of off in space. I think I'm still spaced out from drugs this morning. Okay. Anyway, you guys know where to find us. We'll be here tomorrow morning bright and early telling you about the news, especially this lawsuit, Facebook, for sponsored stories. Yeah, and we'll be telling you about some other stuff. But we'll be here bright and early giving you the news, hot, fresh, and delicious, full of tacos.
Steaming
tacos.
News.
Full of tacos.
And listen, listen, if you like us on your favorite social media, please friend us on that favorite social media. And if you don't, go ahead and friend us anyways. Like I said, that will teach us a lesson about using social media.
I want to be popular.
I know you do.
Yes, sir.
Keep your pants on. All right, this next test may involve trace amounts of time travel.
Mr. Johnson, I don't want this.
I'm caved. All right, test over. You can head on back to your desk.
Pee-wee Slim, Pee-wee speaking.